Today's topic is blog trolls and lurkers. I've been thinking about this topic for a long time. I tried to keep my inner voice to myself, but if you've read my blog before, you surely noticed that my inner voice has a bullhorn. I say what I think, and I've said it before, that I do not try to please everybody, and that pleases some people very much. Call me a crusty old bastard if you like. Worse things have been said before, and you will not hurt my feelings. I only get my feelings hurt by people who care enough to create a meaningful dialogue with me and make a relationship. I welcome them to my table, and I will share my blog feast with them any day. Conversely, trolls can have the preserved corn on the other side of my digestive system. Regarding lurkers, I kind of think of them like zombies. I'm not sure if they have any thoughts and feelings of their own, because they refuse to reveal them. So what about the blog trolls and lurkers? I could take this examination to all new heights because I know trolls, and I have enough lurkers to fill the Mariana Trench. Rather than drawing this out with a lengthy psychological analysis, I'll just heave a heavy-handed slap in their direction and let you rip them a new one with your comments if you feel up to it. Blog trolls, read the sign. Trolls suck. I have read multiple new blog articles that touched on the topic only yesterday. Blog trolls are the bane of a blogger's existence, and they insult our hard work. Trolls leave pithy comments on blogs, and they drop their website links in attempts to boost their ranking in search engines at the expense of hardworking bloggers. Some trolls are out to cause an argument or to harass writers for missing a comma or spelling something incorrectly. Blog trolls don't have any meaningful input, and they are just out for themselves. Some companies use blog trolling as their core online marketing strategy. If you want to see how brilliant that plan is, read about Ray Skillman. Reference Ray Skillman, Indianapolis Car Dealer Review, Bad Social Media and SEO. It wasn't real pretty. Blog lurkers, you're missing the whole point. When a blogger sits down to write about something, they're trying to communicate with you. They usually want to open a conversation with you, and they value your input as much as their own. It is how we learn together and often build meaningful relationships. Two-way communication is a basic concept of blogging. Collaboration is not something the doctor does when he lifts your gown and tells you to relax. It's a way for a community to enjoy the benefits of more than one mind. Bloggers often work very hard to research and produce something that is useful to you and interesting to you. Yes, you, and not the person standing over your shoulder reading your screen. People often treat elections this way too. They just assume that the other people will vote. In case you've not noticed the state of politics in this world, that is not a very productive way of thinking. It is not productive in politics, and it's not productive in blogs either. If you just suck up a blogger's knowledge like free grape soda without so much as a nod of approval or giving something back, don't you feel just a tiny bit ashamed? Are you the kind who will walk up to the cash register at a convenience store and grab every coin in the take a penny, leave a penny tray? Didn't your parents ever tell you that it's nice to share and that keeping everything to yourself is not polite? Oh, and seriously, do you really not think we bloggers see the 18 minutes you spent reading 3 articles and then come back 2 days later to suck up another 43 minutes of our hard work? Yeah, we see that, and we know you're there. We appreciate that you appreciate us, but why don't you at least say hello and introduce yourself? I mean, we're your free labor, often doing the research that saves you countless hours of frustration. You could at least throw us your 2 cents between our long working shifts. Trolls and lurkers say, "Who, me?" If you think this is directed to you, you're right. I'm writing directly to you. Whether you're a blogger, a blog troll, or a lurker, until you take the initiative to introduce yourself to the other readers of any blog, you're missing the best value of blogs. Sure, you can sneer at me and say that I'm an ass for saying what millions of other bloggers feel. I cannot speak for all bloggers, but this will cover a majority. We are working hard for your benefit. And what you failed to notice is that the greatest value comes to those who participate. Maybe you think we get paid for this. Some bloggers do. Most are doing this to share good information, above all. Some have advertisements to help cover their cost, and some blogs are there to promote a brand. There are many good reasons to blog, but most blogs are produced to be helpful and thought-provoking, regardless of any other motivation. For example, if you think that I write about SEO and social media marketing just to sell you something, consider this. If I sold my services to any more than 1 in 50,000 readers, my services would suffer, and I would be too busy to write this blog. I'm not here to fool you, but rather to help you. If you think that me getting the benefit of a new client or a little respect for knowing my job well, you know, if you consider that, it seems pretty fair for both of us. You know, it's a good trade-off. Don't ask me for pandering, undue compliments, or to fluff your teddy bear and pat you on the bum. Heck, just search Google for how to polarize an audience, and there I am, in your face. If you want somebody to tell you how it isn't, go somewhere else. I'll tell you how it is. According to Murnahan, of course. I hope you'll leave your comments on my blog at awebguy.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you, and have a good day. Except you troll people. No, you have a bad day.